Moncrief on News Talk.
This week, a video went viral on social media. It depicted a couple getting married, but the bride looked far from happy. Not because she regretted the decision, but because a baby was crying in the background. Many couples make the decisive and often controversial decision to not invite kids to their big day. Many people get the hump if they see little ones in a restaurant after 6 p.m. And you can't blame them. Children are noisy, they're expensive, they often smell, and they're constantly asking for stuff. But on the other hand, people who don't like kids may well be evil. News Talk's Don't Make Me Stop This Car correspondent Henry McKean has been out canvassing views. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, you've hit on something. Kids, do they smell? I think adults smell more.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Like, I was sitting beside a guy on the tube in London, and he stank. I had to move seats. He was an adult, not a child.
Yeah, well, the tube in London brings out the worst in people from a kind of a sweating point of view.
Yeah. Yes.
It's notorious for that. But, like, children will smell. Now, it's not that unpleasant, but they usually smell of the last thing they ate, usually because part of it is embedded in their hair or in their clothes.
Or they could have had an accident in their pants.
Yes,
absolutely.
That too.
And you're right. So many people don't want kids around. They don't want them in restaurants. They don't want them at their weddings. And we're actually going to play a little bit of the clip. You can just about hear the baby crying faintly in the background.
I guess besides my wife, who, God bless her soul, has listened to me practice this about 50 times over the last few weeks, but I'm the only one that knows them. And one of the questions I asked was, when did you know you were in love and wanted to spend the rest of your life together as husband and wife?
Yeah, well, that wasn't so bad.
Well,
It sounded more like the child was heckling, actually, rather than screaming.
Maybe the
child just thought, God, he's a bore. Mm.
The child didn't want them to get married, maybe.
Puke bags. Yeah. When did you first fall in love? Oh, my God, I don't know.
It was very soppy, American there in Texas.
Very good impersonation, really. But, like, children do cry in public places. It's a thing.
They do. They cry on planes. They cry on trains. They cry. That's what babies do. And toddlers and young kids play up.
They have tantrums. Yesterday,
I had this, meeting, a Zoom meeting, and my child came running in and said, Daddy, the TV's broken! And, it's just what they do. It's what children do. But I definitely think that some of us are just so impatient. And I was that impatient person. I used to give parents daggers on long-haul flights before I became a dad when the child was crying. And then that was me. I remember flying over to that tiny little airport, what's it called again, London City, on a Flybe, which are now gone, those little tiny aeroplanes. And my son cried for the whole flight, and then he fell asleep on landing. And in fairness to the cabin crew, they were really, really supportive. And the business, they were all business travellers, they were supportive too. But I felt so self-conscious. So you don't need some horrid person giving you daggers.
I know, when you get in a plane, if you're kind of stuck beside someone with a baby, you think, oh no. But at the same time, because you just don't want to be listening to it. But nothing but sympathy from someone who has a child on a plane. It's a really tough station.
I actually don't mind the baby crying on the plane now. I can sleep through it and it becomes part of my dream. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
So I go with it. But anyway, we put all these questions to Sarah Jane Tobin, editor of parenting website rollercoaster.ie.
My heart actually went out to the bride, and that man should have been asked to leave. And, you know, she now has this memento of her, the best day of her life, where she's making the vows to the man that she loves, and there's a screaming child in the background. I would be very upset if I was that bride. But the dad is the one who's responsible, and the dad should have been asked to leave, and he should have left. Simple as. Kids, you know, their emotions, they can't regulate them. It's up to the parents to take responsibility and to either have distractions ready so that they can keep their kids occupied, or to, you know, just be in a place where they're ready to take responsibility. I don't know that it will necessarily be possible to kind of have kids-free zones on the likes of planes and things like that, because, you know, even as it is, it's kind of difficult enough to book aisle seats and book, you know, window seats. But, you know, how would you go about policing that, especially when on the likes of a plane, when a child's under two, it has to sit on the parent's lap, they don't have their own seat. So, realistically, you know, do they even make a declaration that they're bringing? Well, obviously, they have to make a declaration they're bringing a child on the plane, but it's a whole new booking system. So I don't really know how it would be policed. it's a very difficult, it's a very tricky one to navigate. And as adults, I suppose, the bottom line is we need to be able to take responsibility for our kids. We need to be able to distract them, entertain them if possible, you know, and to just, you know, also have a little bit of empathy for each other. I think that's one of the big things nowadays. People are so quick to jump and so quick to start complaining and criticizing other parents in particular. It's not like it's not an easy job. And, you know, I was only reading recently on Reddit, a woman went viral because she'd been stuck in a plane on the tarmac for an hour and a half before takeoff because of a technical fault of the plane. Her child had kind of gone through all the books that she brought, had gone through all the snacks that she'd brought, and was bored and started crying. And a woman very loudly started complaining, and eventually the flight attendants had to get involved and basically put an end to the whole situation. And I mean, it's not fair and it's not pleasant for anybody. I don't understand how parents or how people can think that chastising a parent because of a screaming child is going to make a situation any better. It genuinely does just require more empathy. However, that being said, if a child's being unruly, I absolutely think a parent should step in and, you know, discipline the child and take the matter into their own hands. It's a very grey area. I would have absolutely no problem tackling someone's child if they were being bold and the parent wasn't being responsible and wasn't, you know, taking responsibility for the situation. I would have no problem correcting a child because that's how they learn. They make mistakes and the mistakes are highlighted to them and they learn. That's not, you know, how you behave in public. That's not social etiquette. But, you know, there are times where it's just completely unavoidable.
Sarah Jane Tobin there of rollercoaster.ie. She'd be taking her life in her hands, though, disciplining somebody else's child. Just don't do that.
Happened to me just the other day. My father's birthday, we were out for a meal and the restaurant manager disciplined my child, which made me look like a terrible dad. And
when you say disciplined, what was your child doing?
My son was running about the bar in the restaurant and he was giddy and hungry and it was cold and he was just messing about. And the manager actually said, excuse me, could you please stop running around? Could you go and sit down with your family? But he said it in a really kind of curt way. And I just felt like really irresponsible and an absolute failure as a parent because I firstly couldn't control my child. And not just that, some other adult had to take control and sort out my child.
Had you tried? But maybe you thought, like, you know,
it was okay.
He was running around, he was having a good time, he wasn't doing any harm.
We were the only guests in there. There was no one else there.
He wasn't like throwing glasses
at
people.
There was carpets and padded areas. He couldn't cause any harm or break anything.
Well, then your mum is a bit uptight about the whole thing.
I thought that too. And all my years eating out, and I used to wait tables, and there's a way of dealing with unruly children in a restaurant or on a plane or whatever, if it's not your child. And I just don't think he got that memo.
At the same time, Sarah makes a good point there that if, even at that wedding, you kind of, if the child is freaking out and it's the middle of the wedding ceremony, you might kind of bring them outside until they calm down. That would be a considerate thing to do.
Yeah, take the child for a walk or do something. Like be near the church or the hotel or wherever the wedding's taking place. You don't have to be in the room. You can just be in the car park. At least you made the effort.
Yeah. I suppose you missed the wedding, though. Some people might feel, oh, no, I'm going to miss the big emotional moment where they
Child to a wedding, there's always that risk that
you
witness the wedding from the bathroom. I mean, it's fine.
Someone sexed in to say, we had no kids at our wedding. It is a decision that I absolutely stand by. It gives parents a night off and a chance to let their hair down and enjoy themselves. If you can't do one night away from your children, that's your problem, not mine. Well, maybe they can't get the childcare. That's the thing. Why don't the parents take children out of a place, especially at a wedding or a funeral, when they start misbehaving or crying? When did that stop happening? I don't know if it stopped happening, but maybe some people just don't are so caught up in the moment, perhaps they don't think of it. Philip says children are like farts. He can barely put up with their own. Ryanair should introduce adult-only flights. I'd use it.
Wow. That would be interesting. But then we'll be complaining about the young people who've just turned 18.
Who are all knocking back the vodkas.
Banging the ceiling of the plane.
Do you know what's more annoying than crying children on a plane or a flight or whatever it might be? It's now the adults that are drunk or creating TikToks and upsetting everyone else in the flight. How about we discuss that of children just being children? Well, you can discuss it all you want. You can ring up some of your friends, set up a WhatsApp group. Off you go. Have a good time. Right, so who else did you talk to?
Yeah, and on that, we're going to move on to supermarket workers because they see it all there, the tantrums in the middle aisle.
I feel more bad for the mother because she usually looks in distress and usually everyone's giving her a bit of grief. So,
when you come across a baby crying in your place of work, do you try and help? How awkward is it?
It can be awkward, but I just try to look to help the mother as much as I can because usually she's quite distressed and stressed out, yeah.
I think, well, parents deserve to go out to restaurants and deserve to go on holiday, so, and they have kids, there's nothing they can do about it. Wouldn't get irritated. You try and help them out, make the situation better for them.
How do you do that?
By just maybe serving them quicker or getting them out quicker, like if they're in a hurry and they're trying to look after the children.
Are you ever tempted to tell the child off?
Never, no.
You would never step in and say,
no.
What are you doing?
I'm a mother myself, so I would never do that. No.
So let's say there's a tantrum going on in that supermarket aisle. You wouldn't say, oi, you, stop, to the child?
No. I'd go over, maybe talk to the child and try and make them laugh or make the situation better.
See, now, that's common sense in action there.
Professionalism.
Professionalism. And I assume that woman may have had children of her own of a certain age and might have thrown wobblies
exactly,
as well, so you know
exactly
what's going on. I was at a wedding once and my son started screaming. I took him out of the church. It's the right thing to do. No loss to me, really. Yeah, indeed. Darren says people will be giving out about the whirring of plane engines next. Well, we do.
Sometimes.
But you can, because I remember my youngest once I was in Woody's.
Yes.
And she was only about two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a massive tantrum.
Meltdown.
Total meltdown. Because she wanted me to buy her a ball cock.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the orange thing that's inside a toilet cistern.
Oh, I do. Yes, I know the thing.
Yeah. Now, and obviously she had no use for a ball cock whatsoever.
Did you buy it?
She wasn't a plumber.
No.
She had no ambitions to be a plumber. She still hasn't. But she was on the floor roaring. And I just thought, just leave her there for a while. Let her, you know, scream it out and she'd calm down eventually. And the staff in Woody's were lovely.
They were really good.
They came, you know, like they were like wandering around and they had a look and smiled at me and stepped over
and
when they needed
echo
to.
And the huge, massive superstore.
Yeah.
The crying would have just gone everywhere.
No, but it wasn't the only time she'd ever done this in a shop, but I've always found that shop assistants will just look at you, smile and wave and say, just, you know, you're grand. Just wait until it's all over. You're fine.
And how long did she bawl and cry for?
She gave it a good go. No, she was at it for maybe 15 minutes or
so.
Or it seemed like a long
and
time.
It's willpower against you and her. That's what it is. It's willpower.
Yeah.
And I break and try and sort out the situation by buying sweets or something.
I know,
but like, don't break.
I couldn't bring her home to her mother and say, I bought her a ball cock. I bought her some plumbing supplies because she really, really wanted them.
You'd have to lie and say, look, there's a problem with the loo. We need to get this.
Anne says, of course, your child should not be running around. If hot liquid spilled on your child because they bumped into a waiter, you wouldn't be too pleased.
I know.
That's you,
Henry. I know. Responsibility.
That may have been a quiet restaurant. Parents fail to realise that there is hot food. The restaurant has drinks to be dropped down and any child running around may cause obstruction, which is an issue. A restaurant is not a soft play area. It is a restaurant.
I know.
Control your children.
I agree with those listeners.
It was a failure
of parenting, absolutely.
Yeah.
And on that, I mean, we discussed there about weddings and also funerals. And do you bring a child to a funeral? I mean, it's a tough one. Do you bring them? And then if they cry, they might fit in because other people are crying. You know, it's a really difficult one.
I'd wait until they're a certain age before you'd even bring them.
Yeah.
And do you bring them to, you know, the removal? You kind of drag them along and say, look, there's a dead body. That'll be me soon.
And maybe the parents or the loved ones think, you know, it's a close relative that died. They need to be there. It's important. It's an unusual one and everyone's different on that. But on that, I'm going to go back to young men because young men, I think, are the most angry when it comes to children crying, except this young man who I suppose doesn't mind kids crying.
You're a young man. What age are you?
30.
And is there a marriage in the distance?
There is. I'm married. Married just recently.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Were there any babies at the wedding?
No. We had a no baby policy at the wedding.
And people actually obeyed it?
That's right. We were abroad. Now, we were lucky. We were abroad. We were in Spain, so we didn't have to worry about that. But, we had a no children policy at the wedding.
Any babies crying on the plane on the way over?
There were.
On the way back?
Yes.
And how did the hangover deal with it?
Fine. Not too bad, thankfully.
Can you understand why people are talking about having a separate area for families and for non-children, paying an extra bit for all that luxury? Or babies cry on planes because their ears pop. Do you have empathy, or are you like, shut that child up?
I do have empathy. I have 10 nieces and nephews, so I've seen the other side of it now. I've no children myself, but I've seen the other side. So I do have empathy for parents, for the children as well, of course, you know, if their ears are popping, etc. Totally understand. So I do have empathy for them.
And when it comes to children in restaurants, should they be allowed to run about? And how do you tell the parent off and say, control your child? Or can you tell another child off that isn't your own child for misbehaviour?
I wouldn't. But if it's a restaurant policy, again, you know, it depends on the scenario. If it's restaurant policy, fair enough. Maybe different parents have different expectations of restaurants, etc. So if it's restaurant policy, fair enough. But if it's not, I certainly wouldn't step in and tell a parent to do their job.
Yeah. You're taking your life in your hands there. Jerry says that just listening to your comments about babies in a long haul flight, we were on a long haul flight with our son when he was a baby. A lady in front of us kept looking back with an angry look. We felt really bad for our son and for her. When we arrived at our destination, the lady stood up and she was heavily pregnant.
Wow. The selfishness. There is so much selfishness out there.
I'd say it was our first, and she was probably thinking, well, my baby won't do that. I'll work some sort of magic or, you know, sprinkle oils in it or something and it won't cry.
Out of touch she was.
As a former waitress in a busy restaurant, there's nothing more nerve-wracking than a loose child, a child on the loose, when trying to carry several bowls of hot soup to tables. It's also very annoying for other customers who've paid for a babysitter to get away from their own kids. And they love those ones, not yours. Having been on a flight with my young niece and nephews once, it isn't easy, but everyone needs to play fair with parents and other passengers. I had tut-tuts from a few rows
further
back. Yeah. And Celine in London says, as a child, I recall there was a crying room in our local church, which meant people could pop in there with their restless or crying children, and the parent could participate, see the mass. That might be a solution in wedding venues, a crying room.
What a brilliant idea.
That sounds kind of, you know.
And can adults go and cry in there too?
In there as well, yeah, I think that'd be nice.
Wonderful.
Go in there and find a load of weeping adults.
We should have one here in News Talk.
Yeah, we see, then you'd have adults in the crying room crying, and then you bring your child in who's crying, and then you're getting tut-tuts from the crying adults who, I come in here for a good cry.
Do you know, I hate tut-tuts. Somebody tut-tutted me in the petrol station there recently, and I nearly turned around and said, don't you dare tut-tut me.
What did they tut-tut you about?
I was delaying things. I couldn't get the credit card to work or something. But
you probably weren't doing it deliberately.
You know the one that says, can you put it in? You know, and then you've forgotten the code and the tap won't work. That kind of nonsense. Yeah. And they touch you. Like as if that's going to make anything go quicker.
Oh, they touched you?
I was tutted. They didn't touch me.
All right.
If they touched me now that would have been caught on CCTV. That would have been a different thing.
But they tutted loud enough for you to be heard. To be heard.
Do not like the tut-tutters out there.
And was it like a...
It was just horrid. It was nasty and it was rude. And I'm going to start calling out the tut-tuts.
Yeah.
What
are you going to say?
How dare you tut-tut me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to survive the day.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, I always wanted to, I've never actually said it to anybody. Mm. I always wanted, like, if somebody in that situation, I say, what's wrong? Are you late for your asshole meeting?
Have you said that?
No, I'd love to have said it, but it probably wouldn't work. I imagine it might make things a bit worse.
Oh my God. But anyway, I'm going to bring you some children. Also, I'm not bringing you children. If it's midterm, I'm bringing you adults. Basically, we're asking parents about should children be seen and not hurt? Here are adults.
Should children be seen and not hurt like in the olden days?
Not at all. Why should they? If so, they would have been born without a tongue. They were born with a tongue, so of course they should be seen. And if they're invited to weddings, they should be.
And if they're not invited and they come and they cry?
But that's the parents' fault.
You're from Washington, D.C. Any babies on board the plane crying?
I don't think there were.
Not this time, but I have taken planes recently where they are.
And how do you feel about a baby crying on a plane?
Obviously I don't enjoy it, but I know, especially like, you know, if their ears are popping. When I was a kid, I used to have really bad popping in my ears. It was painful. So I understand why it's happening and why the parents can't do a lot.
But you don't like it?
No.
Not pleasant.
But you would have a little bit more empathy.
Well, yeah. I mean, having, you know, this is my son. I've been through that. So I know how frustrating it is for the parents to, like, be aware that it's bothersome to other people, but also just concern for the child's ears. Yeah.
And restaurants, when a child is misbehaving, do you think the parent should take control? Do you ever tell a child off that's not your child?
No.
And do you think there should be children-free restaurants?
Maybe that's not such a bad idea.
My feeling is, on the plane you can't leave, right? And so in the restaurant you can leave.
Yeah.
I think it would be a nice norm if the child is crying and you can't make it stop crying, you have to leave.
Should there be
an
adult section of a restaurant and on a plane?
I don't think it necessarily needs to be like the norm. That's something I would like as a consumer. I think that would be cool to have.
There you go. And Amanda says, I hate babies crying on planes, but that's what noise-cancelling headphones are for. That's a good point. Is there a protocol about this? Because, you know, all those people have texted and have said, yep, you know, we didn't have children. Do you send out an invite and go, don't bring your children? Don't bring your offspring.
Yeah, adults only. You just got to be really, really brave about it. But what about your nieces and nephews? Do you ban them? Do you ban newborns? Breastfeeding, all that. I mean, it's complicated. But we do get to speak to the experts. Here is Jess O'Sullivan from One Fab Day. And I suppose it's about knowing where the exit is.
Couples, when they're planning their wedding, put an awful lot of effort into being good hosts. So it's only fair that if you're invited, you put just as much effort into being a good guest, because it is their special day after all. A lot of couples have no children policy at their wedding. But of course, if a guest has just recently given birth or is still breastfeeding, they will have to have their baby with them on the day. And especially if they are a close relative, they won't want to miss out on any part of it. And everyone accepts that a baby is going to cry and you can't really control that, or that a child is going to get restless, because wedding days are really boring for toddlers. So you just have to let common sense prevail and do what you can to mitigate any disturbances, especially during the important parts like the ceremony or the speeches that need a little bit of extra quiet. What we advise is to have your distraction and your plan of action in place. So a distraction might be a book or a game that you can use to settle a child if they're not that upset, or your exit, so you know where you're going if the child does start crying. And the best thing to do really is to sit, you know, midway back, and you can get exit out a side door, or that you can, you know, be at the edge of the seat so that you're not disturbing anyone as you're leaving. Now, sometimes children are part of the wedding party. They're a flower girl or a page boy, or indeed the couple might have their own children at the wedding, and they will be up the front. So it's a good thing in advance to talk to the couple, especially if you're the one minding the children for them, and ask them what they'd like to do if the child gets upset. Do they want you to take the child out, or, you know, if it's their child, they might be looking for comfort from the parent, and that's not ideal if they're, you know, in the middle of getting married. So just, again, just have your distraction and have your plan of action and know what you're going to do, because kids are kids, and it's just a natural part of life.
One texter says, on a return flight back to Dublin, there was a very upset child who was obviously tired. A fellow passenger took it upon himself to argue with the mother of the child to keep her child quiet. The mother answered back and told the passenger to mind his own effing business. Not only did the baby stop crying, but the whole plane went silent. Well, I imagine from all that whispering that went on. I am the guy on the plane who hated the sight of a child or a baby getting on. Now with twins under three, I dreaded heading off on a first holiday to Spain. Thankfully, my girls were angels, even though the flight was delayed. It was brilliant because there were some other children who were acting up. I'm taking the win, says Jim.
Brilliant.
And I was in Woody's last week, turned my back for a second, and my youngest fella was playing with the fountains. A very nice staff member firmly said not to do that. The water might be dirty, etc. No big deal. And very nicely handled. Obviously, Woody's have to encounter that problem a lot.
Oh, I suppose because it's
so, well, it's so big. You go in there and the kids go, oh, wow, we can run around. And you're running after them. I've been invited to about three weddings in the past decade that were adults only. In fact, one was adults only except for immediate family, which I was not. So we didn't go due to childcare issues. And now those relatives give me the cold shoulder. Go
People
figure.
Can be funny, can't they?
Ah, Jeannie Mac, that's nuts. That's crazy. And someone else says, I remember many years ago, as I carried my daughter in full toddler tantrum mode through a restaurant in Westport, A gentleman stopped me to tell me I was doing a great job. I could have kissed him. And I think that's a...
It's lovely.
It is lovely. And that's a good way to end it. Because, you know, if you do see somebody and their child is having a meltdown, do go over and tell them they're doing a great job. Henry, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.